Blog Talk Radio.
Glory. We are all going through some personal things.
So we want to pray for each and every person that is listening. We want to read from the scriptures, from the Psalms. We want to praise the Most High, and we want to play some worship music, some songs that bring us before the Most High, whether it is situational or whether it's about praising Him or, you know, whatever the Most High puts on our heart. We just want to spend time with Him, be at His feet, and glorifying Him. So let's do our statement of faith on this evening, and then we will pray in, and we're going to be reading from the Psalms, from Psalms 119. And if you want to participate in that reading, then you can just open your mic or, you know, say, I want to participate, but, you know, I'm going to be reading Psalm 119, playing music, praying, you know, for us and as a group and for our loved ones, and, you know, just petitioning the Most High to be with us and to look out for us. We know He does, but we want to thank Him for doing those things for us. I know that my personal testimony, you know, a year ago when I stopped working for Amazon, I invested some money in a business, microgreens, and, you know, at first everything was looking good, and then the summer heat hit, and I was growing nothing but fungus, and I was like, good grief, you know, this is not going to work. And then I start looking at, you know, places to sell and the farmer's markets, as I said, all seem to be open on Sabbath. Nothing on the days that you know, that I am available to actually do this business, because it cannot fear, you know, the business cannot interfere with the ministry. And so the ministry comes first, always. And as I was becoming discouraged, because I'm looking, you know, online at all these different markets, and they're all saying, you know, Saturday only, and I'm like, you know, did I, you know, Most High, did I pick the wrong thing to go into? And then all of a sudden, these markets start popping up and showing up, you know, Sunday, you know, and 10 to 2, Friday, 10 to 2, Wednesday, 10 to 2. Now, these are all the same market. They're going by a different name and a different management, but they do have where they're running this market in different locations on different days of the week. And so I'm not sure that I can meet all the days of the week that they're open, the 3 days that they're open, which, you know, we're not, you know, even on Sabbath, they're open 10 to 2. And so that, you know, I would have enough time to do that and get back and still keep Shabbat. And so it's not, you know, that's a whole lot of time. But, you know, the Most High, all these places were not showing up this whole past year. So, but they said they've been open, but they weren't showing up in the web search. Showing up in the web searches, and I'm like, thank you, yeah. Because, you know, the money that I have spent on grow rooms and lights and all this other kind of stuff, I really needed to use it to supplement my income, getting ready to start Social Security, and, you know, so I can report what, I didn't say that out loud, but, you know, report income as needed, but also be able to supplement and to be able to continue to pay bills and those types of things. And so I'm thanking Yah for that, because when it seemed like it was hopeless, but Yah, so he knew when it was time, that it was time. And so he allowed me to see these things and more than enough time for me to be able to go out and to sell and to do what it is that you know, I invested this money for. And so I'm thanking him even, you know, every morning, every day. I mean, I am just stoked that he has shown this to me. And on top of that, there's no competition. Nobody else is doing it. And so even the managers of these of this event is like, you know, we don't have anybody selling this product, and they're anxious to have us to start. And so, you know, I am trying to wrap my mind around, you know, how many grow days do I need, you know, to do 3 or 4 days a week every week. And then on top of that, they have 3 or 4 different locations. So that's like the equivalent of 12 grow days. And so, you know, do I need to reconfigure now? So I'm going to start with one, as I said, but I'm thanking and praising the Most High. Give him all the glory because it's all in his hands. And things are in his time. You know, we ask for things and we may not get them when we think we ought to have them, but we get them. He's always right on time. So I just thank and praise him for that. And then, you know, in the meantime, he allowed me to straighten out the environmental conditions and get things right. And so now it's a matter of just doing the thing. And so I praise you, Most High. I praise you. I thank you. For you have never failed me or let me down. You've always answered my prayers, and it's always been better than what I was asking for. And so I thank him from the bottom of my heart. I really do. I thank him because not that sometimes we may feel like we're hearing a word from the Most High and it's not time yet. But then when it's time, he lets you know. So I want to pray for those things. If you have any prayer requests, if you have anything for those that I already know what's going on with you and in your life, I will pray for those things. And I want us to touch and agree on those things. And then for those who may have requests that I don't know about, if you want to make them known, then I am happy to bring them before the Most High on this evening. So let me have the ladies to cover their heads. Any men listening, uncover your heads. And let us do our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah according to Luke chapter 1 verse 35. And let me make sure I turn my mic up here. Luke chapter 1 verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. So is that sound better? Sister Lorraine, does that sound better for you? Okay. Okay. Then that was my mic not being turned up. All right. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes 15. Let us give our Elohim a hand clap of praise on this evening. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. We just thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you, and we give you glory and honor and praise. We magnify you on today. We lift you up, Yah, for truly you are worthy of all glory and honor and praise. There is none like you, O Elohim, no, not one. And we just thank you on today. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Yah. Thank you. Hallelujah. You're a prayer answerer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. There is none like you. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. And let us have the sounding of the shofar to end this Shabbat. Also the shofar, the blowing of the shofar, also summons the presence of the Most High, according to the scriptures.
Thank you. walking his way, the ancient path, walk with a staff, Saba, Saba, a man of war, Abba Yahuwah's own heart, who will abide the day of his coming, who shall stand when he appears, the day comes that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that comes shall burn them up.
Chapter 119, starting in verse 1. Out, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of Yah. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were dictated to keep thy statutes. Were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed. Then when I have respect unto all thy commandments, I will praise thee in the uprightness of heart, when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment. I will keep thy statutes. Forsake me not utterly. O Yah Elohim, hear the prayers of thy people, O Father. Hear our prayers and our supplications to you. Fight for us. Come and intervene in every one of our situations, Father. Give us favor. Hold back the hand of the enemy, Father. Those that are up under spiritual attack. Those that are having health issues, Father. by your will and by your might, all things are possible. Father, show them your might that you may receive glory. Let it be done in such a way that there shall be no doubt that it is you who's doing it. And that whoever receives the blessing, Father, that they would give you glory and honor and praise. For all glory and honor and praise belongs to you, for all things are in your hand. And Father, we divert to your will. Whatever it is that you would have, let that be done. But we petition you right now, Father, that you intercede on their behalf, that it would bring them to you, that it would cause them to call on your name and to praise and worship you as the true and living Elohim, and that they would not live and worship for another besides you. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen. Yeah, I pray for our children and our grandchildren, our nieces and nephews, Father, that are young in this world, that they, if they are not, if they don't have a heart for you, Father, that you would draw them to you, that you would give them an unction to come and ask questions and to seek your faith, that you would give them a joy in hearing your word, that they would be glad to rejoice in your goodness and in your salvation. That you bring them out of the streets, Father, bring them out of drugs and out of alcoholism and out of doing anything that is unlike you, Father, that this next generation should not just be lost, but that they should come to you and to worship you as it is your desire. Father, yeah, there have been so many of us that are in constant spiritual warfare because of our children, because of friends, because of family. Father, and a lot of us are getting tired. We're being worn out. But you have said that you would not put more on us than we can bear. And so, Father, strengthen each and every one. Fill us up again. Re-anoint us, Spirit. Reinvigorate us that we should have the energy and the desire to go out and fight with these demons. Father, dispatch your angels even right now. If any of our loved ones are up under spiritual attack, that they would run those demons off and that they would be able to hear this praise and this worship going across the air, and that you would dispatch your angels to them to bring the word to them, to draw them nigh unto you. Let our hearts take comfort in that you will never put more on us than we can bear.
Jesus knows how much you possess. I want to tell somebody else about your neighbor. Whatever you're going through, oh, come on, say like you really mean to say, neighbor, whatever you're going through, this moment, Jesus knows. You.
book of Psalms 119, verse 9. Beth, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Yah, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimony, as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word.
My life and my salvation. Shall I see the way?
Brown, Anthony Brown. And I'm so excited to debut for you my brand new single, Work, from the new project, Every Day. This song is so special to me because this song is all about love. It's all about the fact that great love, from the decision that was given by both of you and me. I think before that we make we reminded of what we've never done, what we'll never do, and what we can't do. But I want you to know today that he thought you were worth it. He thought you were worth dying for. He thought you were worth keeping. And because of all of that, not only am I worth it, but so are you.
You bring me up inside.
Book of Psalms, 119, verse 17. Gamel, deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it has unto thy judgment at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselor. Sister Mary is right now back home, and she's got her stepbrother that is in the hospital in a pretty hopeless situation. And I want to pray right now that if this brother will get down on his knees and if he will repent before the Most High, that the Most High will perform the miracle that he did for Hezekiah and extend his life and give him 15 more years. 15 more years that he can praise the Most High and worship him and serve him, that he can change his situation around, that he can give glory to the Most High. Sister Mary, tell him, if he will but get on his knees and repent and ask the Most High from the bottom of his heart that he will extend his days, that he will reverse his conditions, and that he will give him help, that he may live for Yah. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Tell your stepbrother, Yah desires to do a work in him if he will just submit himself to the Most High. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Amen. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. All things are possible to the Elohim that we serve. There is nothing too hard for him. He is able. And Father, we ask you would do this to your glory. To your glory. Hallelujah. Tell him, give Yah the glory. Give him praise. Acknowledge that he is the creator and the giver of life, that he is the great healer. When the doctors say no, Yah can say yes. When the doctors say there ain't no more time, Yah is able to extend time.
Glory to the Lamb. We give
Father Yah, so many of our children are going through cycles, and they don't understand that the enemy, how he operates, that he will poke a little here, and he'll poke a little there, and he'll tempt a little here, and he'll tempt a little there, whether it's with drugs, or whether it's with alcohol, or whether it's with fornication, or whether it's with thieving, whether it's with unbelief. Whether he sows seeds of doubt, Father, they don't know how to battle for themselves. And even when they try, they don't understand the devices of the enemy. So Father, help them to understand that the enemy keeps them going through cycles. And if they're going through cycles, it's because the enemy learns from your mistakes. That's why he prods. That's why he tests to see where he can find weakness at. And when we don't learn from our own mistakes, he does. And he knows how to come back even stronger. So, Father, give them a mind to understand the enemy's devices, the tools that he uses, and how he uses them. Give them the understanding of how to fight when the enemy has them going through this cycle so that they don't become discouraged, so that they don't lose faith, so that they don't feel like they're not worthy, and that they're not able to persevere. Hallelujah.
On a scale from 1 to 3, how deep do you want this album to be? On a scale from 1 to 3, how deep do you want this album to be? On a scale from 1 to 3, how deep do you want this album to be?
early morning. Y'all know I'm kind of a observant person. I find revelation in everything. You go to the music park, look at the roller coaster. There are two types of roller coaster riders. One, like me, who's very quiet, real tight. And then you have another one, they just throw their hands and scream. Ah! The weird part about it is me, who's sitting there trying to be all cool about it, and I'm holding everything in. I'm feeling all those drops way more than the people that have their hands up shouting. And it just seems like in this season, it just seems like God is purposely putting me through a little bit of roller coaster action. Rising and falling, just to see it. For once, I was just...
looking at these songs. I'm going to play this as an old song. A lot of times people are going through and they want to start over. And it's sometimes that people need to start over. When you've been in this walk for a minute, when you've been taught in error, And you finally come to the realization of truth, then you wish you could go and that the Most High could let you, would make you over again. And this is an old song. I don't know what this brother is doing today, but back in the day, this song helped me out. So I pray that for anybody that's listening, that the word of the Most High reaches deep into your heart and desires, creates a desire in you to make yourself whole in the image of Mashiach.
Anybody want the Lord to make them over?
Father, we want to bring Brother Jeremiah before you, Father, suffering from seizures. So, Father, we want to rebuke every foul spirit, every unclean demon, every spawn of hell that would bring this brother up under attack, every unclean spirit. We rebuke it in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach even now, Father. Father, encourage this brother, Father, to fall down on his knees. We rebuke the spirit of unbelief that he might give himself wholly over to you, Father, that he might be a minister for you. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray. Amen and amen. Father, yeah. Father, only you are worthy of praise, glory, and honor. And Father, we bow down and submit ourselves to you. For truly you are worthy. You are the only good shepherd. You are the only wise potentate. In you we have our being. Father, we submit ourselves to you. Accept our gift of praise. Let it be acceptable in your eyes. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. All right, amen. So we will meet on Tuesday. If you have any special requests, please don't hesitate to email me, call me, do whatever. Sister Mary, tell your stepbrother what I said as coming from Yah. And if he will get down on his knees and repent before the Most High, that the Most High will extend his days, that he might praise him. Sister Rachel, tell your son Jeremiah that every unclean spirit, every foul demon, every ill-begotten urge, every attack that he is under, that I have requested that the Most High dispatch his angels and that they detain those spirits, that they rebuke them, and that he needs to turn himself wholly to Yah. As a young man, I've already told him before, Yah has a purpose for him, but Yah will not continue to call him. Tell him what thus saith Yah Elohim. I pray that each and every one of you have a blessed evening, and that Yah gives you peace of mind. May he keep you safe in your travels, whatever you're going to be doing this evening. Shalom, saints. Remember, fear Yah and keep his commandments.
Kingdom.
right. Have a happy evening, everyone.
Oh.
All right. Shalom, my sister Lorraine. Peace and blessings.
Shalom.